at Nostell with assistant manager Mick Godber after a 5-2 win. Mick, what's your initial thoughts on tonight's win?
Again, it's an half decent performance. Deserved to win. Credit to Nostell. New manager's come in and they were trying for him tonight. They've picked up, but a game again where it could have been 10. Chances we're missing.
Yeah.
Missing. First half, created some good chances. 1-0 up, then gave a soft goal away again. A poor goal. Had a little bit of a rocket half time. Come out and scored 3 in 5 or 10 minutes. Then again, another stupid goal. But we kept going. Got 5. Could have got a few more, but a few good debuts. Danny Buttle. People see he'd done well. Fletch, like, just keeps running all day. Like, I mean, he's done great again today. I mean, subs only come on. Warren did well. And Wake got a goal.
Yeah.
It's a squad. I mean, we've had 3 or 4 lads not playing today. Injuries or suspension. I mean, it's a good squad coming now. We've just got to believe how we want to play. It's taking time, but we're getting. I think we're getting there, which sets us up nicely for a local game Saturday, so I've been told.
Yeah, that's right. So you've just mentioned Danny Buttle there. Yeah, an impressive debut. We also had Gaz Davis and Nathan Joynes. Thoughts on their impact?
Again, Gaz gives you a bit of nous, a bit of experience in centre midfield, and I thought he did well. He hadn't played for a while, but you can see that he just knows how to play the game in certain areas. Not so much going forward, but when we ain't got a ball, he just keeps it going. He come in and get a few minutes. Danny Buttle, I think every time he got it, he crossed it.
Yeah.
I think he put 37 crosses in. So what we've got to realise now is when he gets it, it's coming in. And a great goal and a great finish. So for lads, for his debut again, did really well. And joins it. We bought Joynes to get hold of it. And to be fair, he has. Don't get me wrong. It'd be nice to give him a goal, but hopefully he'll save that one for Saturday. But again, he's in the side to get older and keep the ball for us, and he can do that. He can do that. And he allows your Danny Buttles, your Callum Wards, who's done well again at right wing, to join in, and your midfielders. So, yeah, good performance, a good thing. But don't get me wrong, we've had a little gripe on the end, because everybody will think, oh, it's a great win, but we've let 2 bad goals in. And if you want to win things against your workshops, we're not going to get 10 chances to put 5 in, and we'll be able to get them 2 or 3 goals. So sometimes you've got to give him a little bit of a knockdown when you do win. But yeah, it's happy enough, and everybody seems happy enough. So Armthorpe, I think, is it? Tuesday. Armthorpe
next
round.
Yeah. Tuesday, next round. Yeah, I thought you were talking about Saturday then.
Yeah.
Regan's come on, scored a goal, and been quite assured for a young lad.
Yeah, we signed him for Belper when we were at Belper beginning of the season, and he's got that. And I think he was our leading goal scorer at Belper. I think he got 67 goals.
Yeah.
He's a young lad. Got to learn to speak, which he knows about.
We found that out in his interview.
Yeah, he don't say much, but he can play. He's just a bit of confidence lad. But I mean, he did well for us at Belpen, but unfortunately we were at bottom at the time, and sometimes he's a good for young lads when they're picking on. But yeah, he's coming to a winning team, or a team who's hopefully going to be on the up. But he had to wait today because he got Cotts and Griff. I mean, unfortunately, Griff done well again and Cotts, so. But he's come on when Cotts has had a bit of a rest,
yeah.
And done well and scored again.
Well, it's showing the strength in depth, isn't it? A word on Sam Smith, who was absent today through injury.
Yeah, he's got a bit of a knock. We just thought, what's point? And Colin Morrison, there's no point risking him. No respect to Nostell. Don't mind what we play today. Any League Cup game, there's no point risking. Because Sam wouldn't have played Saturday, as wouldn't have Colin.
Yeah.
And he's got a little bit of niggles. There's no point risking it on a heavy pitch.
Yeah.
A game coming up on Saturday. They come out and they did the work. I think they're a bit disappointed, but Sam's got to learn sometimes it's not today. Because if you get a knock today, he might be out for 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Instead, he's just missed a week, fit, ready to go against Worksop if selected.
Cool. So you've got Colin Morrison, Sam Smith, and returning Nicky Travis on suspension available for selection Saturday.
Yeah, so hopefully I'll be back left out again after a win.
Yeah, I was just going to finish off there. I saw the name Godber on the Answorth team sheet again, which made me smile. Was there any chance of Mickey coming on?
None. Absolutely not. Unless the goalkeeper got injured, I might have got on. But if we keep missing chances, Gaffer says I've got to get training and get some goals. But no,
Godber scores.
Yeah, we've got enough lads up there to do a job now. But yeah, we've got a basis of probably 20 players now.
Yeah.
I mean, young Archie obviously is injured, a goalie. But nice to get him back, because he can learn off James.
Yeah.
Plus, it gives you, because we always like to have a goalkeeper on the bench.
Yeah.
But we've got a good squad and it sets us up nicely for Saturday.
Cool. Well, we wish you all the well. We know you've got them in on Thursday training. I'm sure there'll be some set-piece work there. But good luck on Saturday and well done tonight.
Thank you.